Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
If one wants to understand the direction our culture is headed, one needs to look no further than the halls of the Montana Capitol. And yesterday was a prime example. Lawmakers and the public alike were treated to our very own drag show. I use the term treated loosely because it was sad to see performances that were once kept behind closed doors at certain nightclubs now flaunted on the steps and in the elegant rotunda of our state capitol. Granted, the debauchery that normally accompanies these types of shows was toned down because it was taking place in a public space, but the fact that drag queens were parading around the halls of the Capitol is just another sign that our culture is in a downward spiral. Some say the legislature is a microcosm of society itself, and in most cases, that's true, but not in this case. What we were seeing is a concentrated overrepresentation of an extremely small minority trying to force its view on the vast majority. As a result, the legislature is pushing back. At the same time the drag performances were going on, the Senate Judiciary Committee was discussing and voting on House Bill 359, a bill to prohibit minors from attending drag shows. This is in direct response to the push by drag queens to perform in front of younger and younger audiences, with the proliferation of drag queen story hours in places like schools and public libraries. Parents are fed up with what the drag queens call art, but parents see as grooming. A case in point was yesterday's drag queen story hour in the Capitol Rotunda. One might expect young children to be read a children's classic or a book by Dr. Seuss. Instead, they were read a book about homosexuality in which a prince and a knight fall in love and get married. It's no wonder the general public is pushing back. We're saying with a loud, clear voice, you cannot have our children. And on that note, the Senate Judiciary Committee passed House Bill 359 and sent it to the full Senate for debate. Later, the drag queens filled the Senate gallery and the place looked like a circus. To say it was a bizarre day at the Capitol was an understatement. But the word bizarre has pretty much defined this session of the legislature. About a month ago, I got into a heated discussion with two liberal legislators, one of whom asked what I had against Satan. At first I thought it was a joke, but they weren't joking at all. They were totally serious. It's time for the church to wake up and realize that there's a very real battle going on for the hearts and minds of our children. We see it every day inside the halls of the Capitol. Policies that harm kids and weaken families are promoted under the banner of tolerance and inclusion. At the end of this session, we'll publish our legislative scorecard so that voters can see how their representatives voted on those issues most important to them. The results may surprise you, and if your representative voted poorly, maybe you should challenge them in the next election. It's something to think about. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.